5, episode 3. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about random things. I'm going to be recording in segments, meaning that I will record this segment before I go out for a run today. I have not stepped outside of the house at all. I didn't even step out outside my yard and just come back in. I did not even go out. I need some fresh air and get some exercise, get my heart pumping, and take a break from the screens because I took a MAP test today. It's a standardized test that our district makes us take, and it's very boring, and it involves staring at a screen for 2 hours. So I was on a screen for 2 extra hours today, and that's not helping my eyes at all, or my brain, except for I'm using my brain. So yeah, you can't study for it, so it's not like I, you know, study for it in any way, really. I mean, I can practice the skills, but I can't, you know, use like a study guide. They don't have that for these kinds of tests. So yeah, anyway, enough talk about these boring tests. I am just going to talk about random things, like I said. So I think the next segment I'm gonna be answering questions, meaning like I'm going to go on Google and search on the internet interesting questions, because that's what I feel like doing today. And I will make sure it's today. I will try very hard. If it's not today, then I'll do it tomorrow. But I'm not gonna, you know, be asking you guys questions. I'm gonna be looking up on Google myself and picking the questions that I wanna answer, because it's fun when you get to decide things. I'm just kidding. I mean, it is fun to get to decide whatever you want, but my point is, I'm going to be picking the questions myself. I will not be asking individuals for their input. So sorry if you wanted to be a part of that. So yeah, anyway, I'm trying to think of what we could talk about, and I mean, I really hope that this is obvious to you, but if it's not, it's okay. This episode is not scripted. I repeat, it's not scripted, which means that I did not plan any of these lines out. I plan nothing. I don't even exactly know what I'm talking about each time I talk, so makes me feel any better. I did not plan any of this stuff, so I'm just going on about it. Okay, so the first part of this, I'm going to be talking about improv. So, improvisation is a really important skill to have, believe it or not. You don't have to use it just in a musical group. You use it in everyday life, and that's what I use for my podcast. So, improvisation is where you practice making things up on the spot. So, you don't have a written piece of paper or written document beforehand, and then you memorize from that. You actually have to make things up on the spot, which is what I'm doing right now. I did not go ahead and start a Word document and write what I'm going to say, because if that was the case, I'd be looking up a computer right now, or I would not be, you know, like unsure of what I wanted to talk about. So yeah, it's a really important life skill, because sometimes you will not be able to plan out what you want to say for an important speech or whatever, so that's important. Okay, next part, I want to talk about e-learning this fall, because we already went through this in the spring, but because they had more time to plan, it's obviously going to be a little bit easier. So far I've had Zoom calls every single day. With all my classes, I have 7 classes total, and I'm enjoying most of my classes. I like the teachers, they're very nice, they're educating us quite a bit. I'm learning a lot so far. In English class, we've read a lot of interesting stories. They're kind of dark, it involves some murder and mystery, but it's good. Social studies, we learned about the Russian Revolution, a lot of interesting things about that. And science, we're kind of doing some fun labs with like avocados and hydrogel beads, so that's all fun. And math class, we were working with equations and doing stuff with that. So yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Oh yeah, and this year, something new, we have letter grades. Before, we didn't have letter grades. It's kind of funny because letter grades is like the traditional way of, you know, grading, because you know you'd have letter grades in elementary school, middle school, high school, and college. And it's kind of funny that our district didn't think about this till now, because at the high school we're gonna have letter grades, so I guess they thought, well, might as well just have an extra year to prepare for these letter grades. So I have letter grades now. We used to have number grades, so like it was 1, 2, 3, and 4, which didn't really make much sense, because it was just confusing, because you didn't always know, like, if you got a 3, you didn't always know, well, what points could have been taken off, like, what points were taken off, so then I wouldn't get a 4, or if you got a 2, then you wouldn't know, well, what exactly did I do wrong, and what points were taken off, so that I didn't get a 3, and it was just kind of annoying and confusing. So anyway, I'm really glad that they got rid of that system, because that was ridiculous. Okay, so now we're gonna head into some politics. Because we've already had the presidential debate happen and the vice presidential debate. Excuse me, I'm talking kind of fast. I'm gonna try to stop that. So yeah. But yeah, the major things happened, okay? So I'm not going to announce if I'm a Democrat or a Republican, because I don't wanna offend anyone. And I just don't want to share all these personal secrets. Okay, so let's just begin with the fact that, okay, I watched both debates. I didn't watch all of them. I didn't watch the whole thing for each. I watched, like, at least 40 minutes of both. And so what I noticed firsthand was that there were insults in the presidential debate. I mean, the two men were just on the roll. I mean, it was mostly Trump with all the name calling. You might be able to tell what side I'm on now. I'm gonna try to keep it discreet. But if you can, I hope that you guys aren't offended. Because I don't want to offend people with my political beliefs. And I think that political beliefs are kind of a hard thing to handle sometimes, because some people have really strong opinions, some people don't. And some people, when they have a really strong opinion, it gets a little bit out of hand, which is why I'm going to try not to get so deep into this whole political debate thing, because otherwise, I'll start my own debate. Just kidding. So yeah. But my point is, most debates in the past did not involve the candidates insulting each other. There wasn't a time when they were like, "Will you shut up, man?" Or like, "I was first, listen to me," or blah, 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 blah. I mean, they were acting like children. Like, okay, Biden was sharing his opinions, Trump was sharing his opinions, blah, blah, blah. And they were trying to, you know, clarify, like, what things that they were saying were facts and whatever. I don't know, Trump just kind of went on a whole rant, and that was just annoying, and Biden was trying his best, and he got insulted, and he insulted Trump because blah, blah, blah. When someone puts someone else down, then they want to put them down because they need to, you know, stick up for themselves, and it's just complicated. Anyway, enough talk about politics. I'm just kind of anxious for this election this year, because it's a very big deal. And A, it's because of this whole coronavirus shebang, because that affected the economy so much. And what's kind of crazy is they haven't seen the economy this bad since the Great Depression, which happened in like the 1930s or whatever it happened. I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing. So just keep that in mind. And it's just the fact that most people are doing mail-in ballots, that always gets delayed because, you know, the mail sometimes gets delayed, and like they have to get them mailed in a certain time, and sometimes you'll mail them at the right time, but then it just comes late, and it's just kind of annoying. But yeah, so most people are doing mail-in ballots this year, and it's kind of also annoying because the mail's been delayed because of the pandemic too, so it'll take extra time for something to get somewhere, even though it normally take 2 weeks for packets to get overseas, when it might take a month or a little more than that. So yeah, anyway, I don't know exactly what I'll do for the next segment, but I'm planning on talking about, I'm going to be answering questions, which I'll find on Google. So I will go onto Google, search some interesting questions on the internet, and I will answer them. So yeah, you'll get to hear me answer some more questions like I did in the last episode, which I recorded in, I think, August. It's been a really long time. And August seems like ages ago, even though it's been 2 months since August, which is equivalent to about 8 weeks. So anyway, before I start rambling again, I just wanted to say, and this is completely random, and I don't even think that anyone really cares about this, but I got 2 comfy sweatshirts yesterday. Okay, enough of that stuff, which doesn't even relate to anyone, because only the politics and e-learning and whatever crazy stuff, that kind of stuff relates to everyone. So yeah, you know what? I think I might just end this episode because I have to go on a run soon anyway. But I'll be back with another one soon. And like I said, it will be answering questions. So we'll have kind of more of a theme going on. There won't be so much, you know, wasting time and just rambling. So hopefully all this stuff is interesting, because the whole point of this podcast is to not just gain listeners, because that's not really my goal. I just want people to, you know, find my stuff interesting or just feel like they have a podcast to listen to. Now, of course, there are so many people that are recording podcasts and there are already a lot out there. So I'm not offended if you want to listen to other people's podcasts. I don't blame you. There are so many out there. And I don't even listen to podcasts, so yeah, I probably should put that a little, I should probably top that on the list of stuff to do. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to go on a run, and I'll be back soon. Bye, guys!